saying one is way of writing superior to the other, but I still think it's worth lamenting if that kind of way of writing and speaking is gonna disappear forever.
I don't think it's gonna disappear forever.
Yeah, I think it makes it more difficult for people to, like, if you're writing a tweet that says, like, Bob went to the store, bought cigarettes, and then went fishing, you could write that so much more eloquently. And for me personally, I would prefer to read something longer that had more substance to it, rather than it just being a bland statement.
Substance, like, equating to the ability to, like, romanticize that action?
Yeah, I mean...
You can stretch that into, like, a short story.
I think it's a huge problem when people, like, glorify, like, eloquency and, like, sounding intelligent or whatever.
I think all language is beautiful. Maybe I'm biased.
Exactly.
I'm an English major, but, like, what are you saying about Shakespeare? Like, because I'm an English major, I've read all ye old texts. And from Chaucer to, like, now, like, everything's so different. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I think it's always evolving.
Yeah.
Just like everything else in our society. But it's also, I read this article, and I wish I could find it now. I was trying to look for it. It was about how they said that texting is embodying, for the first time, how people speak. Like, it's the language of how, like, the individual actually talks. And I don't know if people, like, ever told you that, like, that you sound like you talk in person, how you text. People say that a lot about me. And I realize that I do, like, especially with, like, things I joke with your friends and things like that. You just kind of do that in as the same way you do. So I think that text language is not, like, destroying our human language or anything. It's adding.
Yeah, there's also this thing where it's, like, the definition of, like, what smart language sounds like is typically, like, older English. And then that turns into this whole class thing of, like, you know, smart English sounds the way, like, upper-class white people did 400 years ago. And what makes Shakespearean language great isn't that it sounds smart. It was his ability to, like, put into words feelings that hadn't been put into words in that way before.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there are two different things that are being talked about here. One of them is the invention of new words and slang, where it's the same thing. Yeah, I'm about to equate tweets to Shakespeare. You are coming up with words for feelings and thoughts and concepts that weren't there before. On the other hand, the other thing we're talking about is the ability to condense language. And I know, like, you know, I'm an English major, and a lot of the people that I talk to, whether they're talking about writing novels or writing essays or writing screenplays, one of the things that's valued is, like, being able to say as much as you can in as few words as possible. Don't waste my fucking time. I mean, fucking Shakespeare was the one who said, like, brevity is the soul of wit. If you can say as much as you can in a short sentence, that's the thing that's going to be powerful. That's where six-word stories came from. You know what I mean? Like, that's a thing that's going around the internet, six-word stories. Started smoking, they taste like her. Something like that. And that instantly conjures this whole scenario in this person's whole life and this person's whole relationship with another person. And I think that's, maybe not that example specifically, I think that's fucking powerful writing. Because with very, very little language, it conjures so much and gets my imagination working so much harder than if you'd sat me here and explained it to me in a way deliberately designed to sound smart. And the last thing I'm going to say on this is also, I think our generation is smart enough that people are not going to write research papers with, like, abbreviations and weird texts. Like, the way I talk with my friends where we're, like, joking about boners is, like, not how I'm going to write, like, a dissertation on, like, the bell jar or Catcher in the Rye. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Music videos didn't influence how movies were made in a gigantic way. It's just, you know, trashy and small versus, like, big four.
I mean, I think the danger is not in really romanticizing one way of talking and writing over the other, but in arguing that one is superior to the other in an objective way. At least that's how I see it.
Okay, I have to say something about abbreviations and fragmentation. So you're saying I would not use these certain kind of abbreviations in a paper. Who actually writes out et cetera? You write etc. And I think that's an acceptable form. Or saying can't versus cannot. There's no discrimination between the two. So who's to say, you know, 4 years from now that we can't write W/, and that's an acceptable way to write with?
I wouldn't say zai on paper, but that's also because of context.
Yeah.
I know that if I'm writing this for like my 68-year-old white dude poetry teacher,